telework is not something which just can be mandated government-wide. I will tell you, speaking on behalf of NTU, telework's not going to work without the full support of federal managers, and we need your support on this program.
Kurt Vondran is legislative representative for the National Treasury Employees Union. He maintains that all the executive orders from the White House on telework, all the laws passed in Congress, and all the well-meaning pronouncements from cabinet officials, none of that will matter unless federal managers buy into the idea that telework is a major advantage for agencies that embrace the idea. And he says his union's efforts to negotiate telework agreements with agencies like the Internal Revenue Service provide a good jumping-off point for discussions about getting federal managers to yes on telework.
We had discussions with them over proposals to save space. IRS has, I think, well over 600 offices across the country and several overseas. The what we've introduced the issue of telework. I mean, obviously, as been stated, the more people who are teleworking, the less space agency needs. We have agencies where one of the obstacles has been equipment needed so employees can telework. We've reached agreements where the savings from reduced office space is split 50-50, 50% going to savings for the agency's budget, the other 50% reinvested in equipment for telework. It gets around the problem of there's not the resources to purchase the equipment by doing this, so by applying the savings from the reduced office space. The other thing, which I think is sometimes forgotten, not a huge expense, but with most federal employees receiving transit benefits, when federal employees are teleworking, there's a reduction in transit benefits and the savings for the agency budget as well.
Vondran was one of three panelists on a program on flexible work arrangements sponsored by the Coalition for Effective Change. In recent months, Office of Personnel Management Director John Berry has called telework one of the keystones to his effort to revamp how feds do their jobs, calling for a results-oriented work environment. He's hoping to change the figures from OPM showing that although 62% of federal workers are eligible to telework, less than 6% telework even one day a month. One agency that is held up as the gold standard when it comes to teleworking is the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office in Alexandria, where 82% of all eligible workers telework in one form or another. Danette Campbell is PTO's senior telework advisor.
I think it's critical to present telework as a business strategy to managers, remind them that telework can advance agency goals in, again, productivity, efficiency, and space planning. It's important to present the option of conducting a pilot, I think, with a manager. And basically, let's try it before you buy it. It's very helpful, I think, to have an individual in an organization who has a little bit of sales experience, because basically you are selling an initiative, a program, to a manager. And you have to point out the pros and the cons and make the manager comfortable with the initiative and with the strategy. And again, by conducting a pilot program, a pilot will bring out the good, the bad, and the not so good about telework in that particular business unit.
Another federal agency which has a thriving telework program is the General Services Administration, which has the second highest rate of remote work in the federal government, a little more than 45%. Margaret Higgins, manager with GSA's Telework and Performance Management Program, says a previous administrator went so far as to make handling telework a part of how mid-level managers are evaluated.
We also incorporated into our senior leaders' performance plans an element regarding support of telework initiatives and participation by their employees in that program.
PTO's Danette Campbell points out that having managers at GSA telework themselves on a regular basis was a key to that all-important management buy-in.
And especially if they've never had the experience with it, we can take those people who are definitely opposed to gradually they're coming around. And again, for all of the reasons that we've all spoken to.
NTEU's Vondran says that with the Senate passing a telework enhancement bill and supporters set to reintroduce the measure in the House after failing to pass it in late May, it's an ideal time for federal managers who support telework to get the word out.
One of the things which I think would be most effective is more peer-to-peer discussions among managers. Those of you who are enlightened, to talk to your colleagues that are maybe more uncomfortable with it. I think hearing it from a colleague, a fellow manager, a peer, is something which has been underutilized.
That's Kurt Vondran with the National Treasury Employees Union speaking to the Coalition for Effective Changes Flexible Work Arrangement Program. At the offices of the Partnership for Public Service in Washington, I'm Max Kakis, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.